Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And this morning, we're going to travel over to Appleton Area Health. And we're going to visit with Haley Camps and Katie Culhane from Appleton Area Health. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
How's your day going so far?
Good.
Good. That's good, right?
Right. Sun is shining. That's always good.
Yeah. Do you like summer?
Yes. Love it.
I just heard the other day, now the days start getting shorter now. Did you know that?
I did not know that was already. Oh.
Yep. Yeah. So, all right. Well, winter will be here in a couple months.
Oh.
All right. Thanks for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning. Haley, we'll start with you. Why don't you just introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so my name's Haley. I'm the whole person care manager here at Appleton Area Health. So I oversee the whole discharge planning process, as well as our swing bed program here in the hospital. I work alongside Katie to help with any discharge planning or care coordination needs that a patient might have when they're admitted here. I've been with Appleton Area Health for almost 6 years now. I started off working on the med-surg floor in the ED here as an RN for about 2.5 years and then transitioned into the discharge planning role.
Okay. Where did you go to school, Haley, and your education and stuff?
I grew up in Lee Sewer, Minnesota, so I'm not from around here, but I went to SDSU in Brookings for my nursing degree and then ended up moving to Appleton in 2020. To be closer to my boyfriend, Dustin, and now we have 2 children who like to keep us very busy.
Okay, awesome. So what got you into nursing? What interested you in the nursing?
I've always just liked helping care for people. I knew I wanted to be a nurse when I was in high school, so that's just kind of the path I took, and I love being able to help patients who are coming in at whatever stage in their life and getting them back home.
Good. All right, Katie, how about you?
All right. Well, my official title here at Appleton Area Health is Care and Financial Coordinator. I'm also a legal notary. I am a licensed social worker in the state of Minnesota and South Dakota, both since 2007. Haley and I assist patients with any discharge planning needs that they might have in order to make discharging from the hospital as smooth and successful as we can. I was born and raised in Appleton here. I graduated from Lac qui Parle in 2002, actually, Paul, with your son, Brandon.
Oh, wow, okay.
So I used to be a Schmidt, was my maiden
name.
Oh,
yes, yes, okay.
Yes, yes. I went to college at SMSU in Marshall. And then moved to Sioux Falls, where we lived for 17 years. So we moved back, my husband and I, back to Appleton. We've been married for 18 years. We have 2 boys and our golden doodle. We came back about 2 years ago, and I've been with AAH for almost 2 years in September.
What got you interested in your career, Katie?
Well, social work is very broad, so it's just I enjoy helping people and when they're sick and weak and just to make them stronger and more successful, build them up to discharge back home.
Okay. All right. Great. Haley and Katie, what's our subject for today?
Well, we're just here to talk about swing bed program here in Appleton Area Health. So it's a program that we offer that people can admit to us to for additional like rehab or like skilled nursing if they are, you know, in an acute facility, they're not quite ready to discharge home, you know, maybe they need a little more therapy, so we can admit them here under swing bed and, you know, get them strengthened to get back home.
Yeah, you hear the term swing bed a lot, and I don't know if some people really understand exactly what that is. So that's kind of between hospital and nursing home, or what?
It's kind of, in between that acute care and that nursing home level of care, so kind of right in the middle.
So you're basically, you're not bad enough to be in the hospital, but you're not well enough to be in the nursing home or
home. Yeah, or at home. Yeah.
So it's an in-between thing. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So what's the purpose of and the benefits of a swing bed then?
I think typically the ultimate goal is strengthening in order to help the patient return to their baseline level of independence that they were before their illness or injury.
Okay. All right. Is there some stipulations like eligibilities with the swing bed or?
Yep. So we follow the original Medicare guidelines for eligibility. Of course, other insurances like Medicare Advantage plans and some private insurance offer swing bed services, but they have their own rules. But we usually follow original Medicare, so you would have to have at least a 3-midnight acute care hospital stay. And then you would have to require daily skilled nursing or rehab based off of that recent hospitalization.
Okay. So does this does it provide like occupational or speech or like respiratory therapy also, or when you're in a swing bed?
Yeah, it can do all three, like physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. We can also do if somebody is needing long-term IV antibiotics or wound cares. So they just need to require those skilled services.
Right. Do you keep them in the same location then, in the hospital room, or how does that work? Or do they move them? Or?
Nope. If they are admitted here in our hospital for their acute stay and they qualify for swing bed, then we would just keep them in their same room with the same, you know, staff working with them. Sometimes we do get referrals from bigger facilities like St. Cloud or Fargo or sometimes up in the cities. And those are usually for patients who are in the area and they're trying to get them back home for that strengthening and rehab.
Okay. Do you have an average stay in a swing bed? Is there an average stay or is there a maximum days?
Yeah, typically about 2 weeks, I would say, is the average.
Okay. That's not bad.
Insurance really determines the max or the length, so it depends really on the insurance.
Okay. All right. If you're just tuning in to Wellness Wednesday, we're talking with Haley Camps and Katie Cohane from Appleton Area Health, and we're talking about swing beds. And ladies, anything else you'd like to visit about or mention about swing beds?
And when the patient comes and they're in their hospital room, they're not confined just to that hospital room. We also offer a variety of activities, and if they're feeling up to it, they're welcome to eat meals over in the care center or attend any activities over there as they're interested, if they're feeling well enough to do so.
No, I didn't realize you could do it. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, did we touch on everything that you wanted to talk about then?
I believe so, unless you have any other questions for us.
I always have lots of questions. Before we end, I always like to ask our guests, what do you like about working at Appleton Area Health?
Well, I'll go first. I just love the atmosphere here. Our coworkers are great to work with. Everyone's very close, like a little family. And then just being able to grow within the organization is great, too.
Yeah, and I just love how welcoming Appleton Area Health has been to me with being pretty new here. When I came back to town, it's a very close-knit community, I would say, here. That everyone works very well together. We have a great team.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I don't know, whoever makes the videos on social media, they do a great job. They're hilarious sometimes.
We'll let them know.
Yeah. And how's the food at Appleton Area Health?
The patients rave about it, so yeah.
Well, my best friend Dan Tuckett works in the kitchen there, so.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I'd give him a shout out.
Well, there you go. Yes, we've had very good positive feedback from it.
All right, great place to work then.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks, Haley. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Haley, and thanks, Katie, for being Wellness Wednesday this morning.
Thank you.
And that's another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. Thanks for listening.